And we are live. Let me make sure I got all my stuff in line here. Got my microphone. Let's see. I'm good. Morning, everybody. Pardon my voice. Long night last night. Lots of phone calls. But don't you worry. I got coffee right here cooking up, and I got whiskey just in case I need it. You in Nashville this week? I'm here for, let's see, March 28th. Come check us out. If you're in Nashville area, you know where that's at. We'll be here from 4 till 6. And we'll hang out and bullshit and talk and just really appreciate the Bitcoin. So, all right, we have, this world's crazy. We have more news coming out of places and people and companies that are buying Bitcoin. The New York, or the London Stock Exchange is launching their ETF for the Bitcoin in May. That's after the halving. They're launching what we have. There are two major financial hubs in the world. Well, actually three now, but two of them. We have New York and London. All of the European money goes through London. All of the American money goes through New York. Now, we have the ETFs here in America. This is going up. We have now in May the ETFs in London going up. Now, one of the largest producers of gold, hey, Peter Schiff, Enoch asks, this real time live? Yes, it is. Now, we have one of the largest producers of gold now announcing that they're going to buy 24,000 Bitcoin. That's $1.6 billion. And this is a gold miner. This is a gold producer. I think we've taken over gold. Whenever the gold producers are buying Bitcoin, that's the equivalent. Think about this. That's the equivalent. A bunch of Bitcoin miners going out and buying gold. But you don't hear about that. You don't hear any, riot, which is one of the largest actual Bitcoin miners here in America. You do not hear Riot going, you know what? We're going to produce some of the Bitcoin, but we're going to buy gold with it. No. You don't hear that, folks. You don't hear that. Now we have the producers of gold buying Bitcoin, and not just a little. Just a touch. We're going to put our little pinky into the water. They're buying 24,000 of the Bitcoin. What? I'm pretty sure it's $1.6 billion. So they're producing gold and they're buying Bitcoin. Probably nothing there, Peter Schiff. Right? And, oh, our prayers to anyone that has friends or family that may have been hurt in the bridge collapse. Did you see that online? That there was a shipping hidden, or a ship that hit a bridge. I think up in Maryland. I think it was Maryland, right? Hey, what do you say there, brother? Hey, Ben, have a great and blessed day. You too, brother. Did you see the bridge? It got hit, then it collapsed, and I think that they're, I think there were like people driving on. So, our prayers and our thoughts, you know, go out to them. I hate to see that. It's, if you hear that, that's my coffee maker. It's like right on my desk. Oh, like I said, I'm up here at the Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club up in Nashville. So now we have two locations, one in Sarasota, one up in Nashville. We're launching another one up in St. Louis. We're launching another one up in Boston. We're launching two more in Florida here soon. We're just launching clubs everywhere. Folks, we are there. This is absolutely amazing. Let's see where the Bitcoin's at. Right at about 71,000 and some change. What happened last week? Everyone's like, oh no, the price is down to $64,000. Oh no, Bitcoin's dead. You know what I was doing last week? Buying the dip. Let's see. John asks, do you think Grayscale will be out of business in 3 months from selling all of their Bitcoin? I don't think so. I think they're allowing a certain amount of time. Because remember, the SEC forced the CEO of Grayscale out. He didn't step down. He was forced out. Now, their job was to sell off their Bitcoin or some of it. Now, their problem is their fee. They're charging 1.25, I think, or 1.5%. When a lot of the ETFs are free, temporarily free, or at like 0.20 or 0.25, that's 1% less than Grayscale. Grayscale's gonna have to drop their price. And folks, you gotta realize that with the amount, mark my words, folks, I was on calls last night over in Asia and one in Australia. More and more corporations and countries, don't let them fool you, folks. Don't let them fool you. There are nations that are buying Bitcoin. Russia is the second highest mining country in the world against America. Coffee time. Oh, yeah. Mother's milk, baby. Coffee. Good stuff. Oh. Oh, so good. Oh, so good. Ah. I'm going to repost that. Now, everyone, I have. Oh, here we go. See, this is why I love my viewers. Look at the knowledge we got out here. Stanford University Blythe Fund has committed 7%. Listen to that, folks, 7%. What happened to, oh, they'll allocate 1%, maybe up to 3%. 7%. To Bitcoin. The report came out around the beginning of March. Everyone will be buying Bitcoin and Litecoin. Yeah, because I don't know if you guys know this, but BlackRock and a few others, including Coinbase, are signing up to launch Litecoin. Coin ETFs and Bitcoin Cash ETFs. See, my friends, cryptos are just beginning. Just beginning. We're just getting rolling, folks. It's impossible in the UK to purchase any good crypto. Not if you use my link and a VPN for Caleb and Brown. I'm telling you, folks, click the link under here. Use my link for Caleb and Brown. They'll get you some cryptos. All right. This bull run that, folks, we're just getting started. Literally just getting started. Hang on a second. Checking Twitter real quick. Making sure. Oh. Yep, $71,000 Bitcoin. I love it. All right, let's see what we got here. Hang on a second. Looking real quick. Yeah. On Saturday, the president, Mr. Biden, Mr. Somebody Wake Me Up When It's Time for Bingo Biden, he signed a $1.2 trillion spending package. You know, you might want to get some Bitcoin because, man, oh, man, oh, man. We are devaluing the dollar at a record rate. Okay, hang on one second. Word from the sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
And we're back. Now, once again, I'm up here in Nashville for a week, rubbing some elbows, kissing some babies, you know, usual stuff. And I think we have a Chamber of Commerce event today we are going to. And this is only growing bigger and bigger, folks. Bigger and bigger. I can't tell you how much energy there is in this market. In the plumbing of the Bitcoin, there's so much movement, folks. So much movement. We have exchanges that are all trying to get Bitcoin. This market is only going to go up. Now, when I say only go up, you know what I mean. It's trending up. Right? There'll be little dips and all. Those are buying opportunities. When you see a dip, you buy that mother plucker. Right? And I don't care. I don't care if you only got 10 bucks. Get you some Bitcoin. I don't care if you got $100,000. Get you some Bitcoin. And folks, I'm telling you, don't sleep on Litecoin. Litecoin, folks, everyone tweets every day like the end. Like, oh, whatever happens today is it. No, folks, look at the direction we're all going. Look at the direction of cryptos, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Solana, Polkadot, ADA, Cardano. These are platforms. These are the digitization, if that's a word. It should be the digitization and monetization of communities. That's all it is. We and the Litecoin is a community, and they're big in gaming because of their on-chain keep transactions. And if you put Litecoin on the Lightning Network, because it has segregated witness like Bitcoin, this, a lot of the gaming, a lot of any platform that integrates Lightning Network can use Litecoin. It's right there. This is, oh, hang on. Now, unfortunately, this is going to be a short video because this meeting, that reminds me, I got to put my watch on. This meeting we have this morning, somebody screwed up and made it at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm literally like, oh, never mind, my watch is dead. I didn't push it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I didn't put on a charger last night. So, folks, I basically wanted to hop on here real quick and just let you guys know from the inside, because that's what I do. Oh, yeah, brother. Mimblewimble brings privacy to Litecoin. This is why I'm so excited, folks. This is why I'm opening the clubs. By the way, don't forget, Thursday, March 28th at 4 to 6, I will be here in Nashville. There's the address. And there's our website. How do you like that logo? Ooh, pretty fancy, huh? I will be here this Thursday from 4 until 6 for the Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club Nashville meetup. Hope to see you guys there. Come on down. Let's have some drinks. Let's have some snacks. Just saying, a little whiskey wouldn't hurt. And have a blast. Okay. Now, tomorrow, all big day tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow, we'll have the morning show. Then we'll have the 6 o'clock in the evening. That's Eastern time, not Central time. 6 o'clock in the evening until 9 o'clock at night, the 3-hour private server show. And it's going to be a blast. You're not going to want to miss it. Everybody, I hope you have a wonderful day. And don't forget, buy the Bitcoin. Buy the dip, buy the top, buy the rally, buy the slump. It doesn't matter what you do. I heard Ethereum does not have a mining cap like Bitcoin. Is this true? Actually, Ethereum transferred over from proof of work to proof of stake, and now they have a negative production. So there is a cap of ether, because as it's used more, more of it is actually burnt. So every day, listen to me, folks, every day, the amount of ether in existence lowers. There's more that is actually burned than created. So it's in a negative interest rate. Oh, yeah, my friends. Good morning, JC. How are you, brother or sister? I'm not going to assume any genders here. Good morning to you, too. Exciting times. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone. I hope that you have an amazing day today. and get you some Bitcoins, baby. Love you guys. Remember, I'm here in Nashville. Come over and see me at the club. I'll actually be here all week. But we're having a meetup, drinks, and snackifies on Thursday from 4 until 6, the 28th. Okay. Everyone, love you guys. See you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.